People have relied on the oceans as a source of food and for their livelihoods for thousands of years.
The Marine Stewardship Council is a London-based group that sets the gold standard used to market seafood to eco-conscious consumers. This is from one of its PSAs.
If the oceans are to be healthy, productive, and full of fish in the future, we have to fish sustainably.
Pacific salmon caught in both BC and Alaska are emblazoned with the MSC's blue label, showing it meets these standards. BC and Alaska salmon compete for the same global markets.
We started with the MSC process back in 2000 after Alaska was first certified, just to be competitive with Alaska. And it's really sad for us to be dropping out at this point.
Christina Burridge is the Vancouver-based spokeswoman for the Canadian Pacific Sustainability Fisheries Society.
It means that it reduces the number of customers who pay the most and who value sustainability.
BC's salmon industry will formally lose its certificate on November 27th for its wild pink, chum, and sockeye.
So yes, we'll continue to sell our fish, but customers who simply will not pay quite as much. So we lose access to some of the top customers in the market.
Burridge says the decision was made to withdraw from the certificate rather than fail an impending audit. Core challenges were poor stocks north of Vancouver Island up to the Alaska boundary, as well as wild salmon's competition with domestic hatchery fish. Alaska's hatchery program will also be scrutinized by MSC's auditors when it comes up for renewal in 2023. Canada's Pacific salmon industry will be able to reapply for its MSC certificate in 3 years. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.